Hello, everyone. Scotty Reed here with another Black Talk Radio News Report. And we have the television series Scandal that's creating quite the buzz on social media, and for good reason. Now, in the past and even presently, and we should always be critical of the media that we consume. The Black Talk Media Project, the U.S.-based nonprofit that I represent, was founded on the ideal put forth by Malcolm X and others as well, that media is the most powerful entity on the face of the planet. It controls the minds of the masses, and it does promote ideals. Sometimes those are good ideals, sometimes those are bad ideals. It promotes culture, and some would say even creates cultural behaviors when we're talking about different types of media, different types of genre and subject matter. But getting back to Scandal, which I have been critical of in the past with some of the inappropriate relationships that were shown between professionals working in Washington, D.C., I believe it was with the president, and much was written about that. I'm not sure how many seasons Scandal has been out. But we also need to give credit where credit is due. Now, I do have some criticism of this clip that was posted by the official Facebook page of Scandal, posting a clip from one of its latest episodes. It was posted on March 2nd, 2018. How to Get Away with Scandal is the title of the video that was posted. And it has been viewed almost 2 million times, and I'm not sure how many times it has been shared. Now, what's the buzz? What's the buzz about? Let me go ahead and set this up. All right, so you have a character who is an attorney who appears to be arguing between the Supreme Court of the United States, and it also appears to be concerning prisoners' rights. Now, those who are regular listeners of BTR News and New Abolitionist Radio, both heard on the Black Talk Radio Network. Also, you can find the podcast at the platform Black Talk Radio Network. But for years have been telling people that slavery technically was never abolished. When you look at the 13th Amendment and you examine the exception clause for both slavery and involuntary servitude, although some could argue that both the words mean the same thing, and so for years, we've been telling people that slavery was never abolished. The reason why human rights of prisoners aren't respected within the United States is because they have a legal status of slaves, according to the 13th Amendment. So the case, and again, this is a fictional television show, but this is how messages are transmitted through all forms of media, which again falls under communications. So the buzz is about how this attorney not only made some very great and valid points about racism in U.S. society or American society, people use different labels, but arguing how in American society that prisoners don't have any rights. I think the writers, who did a fabulous job, by the way, in my opinion, I think the writers could have been more clear. And without further delay, I'm going to save the rest of my comments to after this short 2-minute clip, but it's well worth the watch. Lots of conversations can be had on slavery and human rights for the millions of prisoners in the United States, which the United States has the world's largest population of prison slaves, according to the 13th Amendment. So let's roll this video.
As an arbiter of the law with whole knowledge of historical jurisprudence in this country, race must always be considered a variable.
You have precious time, Miss Keating. I suggest that you don't waste it by making arguments you've already made.
These are not my words, Justice Strickland. They're yours. You wrote them in your 1985 ruling in Bryant v. Topeka. an equal protection case dealing with a state housing lottery program. Racism is built into the DNA of America. And as long as we turn a blind eye to the pain of those suffering under its oppression, we will never escape those origins. The only safeguard people of color have is the right to a defense, and we won't even give them that. Which means that the promise of civil rights has never been fulfilled. Due to the failure of our justice system, our public defense system in particular, Jim Crow is alive and kicking. Laws that made it illegal for blacks and whites to be buried in the same cemetery, that categorize people into quadroons and octoroons, that punish a black person for seeking medical attention in a white hospital. Some may claim that slavery has ended, but tell that to the inmates who are kept in cages and told that they don't have any rights at all. People like my client Nathaniel Leahy and millions of people like him who are relegated to a subclass of human existence in our prisons. There is no alternative to justice in this case. There is no other option. To decide against my plaintiff is to choose lining the pockets of prison owners over providing basic defense for the people who live in them. And is that the America that this court really wants to live in? Where money is more important than humanity? Where criminality is confused with mental health? The Sixth Amendment was ratified in 1791. It's been 226 years since then. Let's finally guarantee its rights to all of our citizens.
Wonderful, wonderful, powerful scene there from Scandal. And I admit, I do not watch the show, and I don't plan on watching the program, but I felt like, hey, if this is some of the material subject matter that they're presenting on the show, to give a shout out to the writers and the producers and all those who made it possible for the truth about slavery and the issue of human rights for the millions of prisoners. Again, the United States has the world's largest prison population, and you know, it is largely based off of profiting not just from the labor of these prisoners, but just warehousing them, putting them in a cage puts money in people's pockets. And you know, it's just a shame that Wall Street has always, since its beginning as a trading market, has always been involved in the human slave trade, and it's time to end it. It's time to end it. So shout out to the writers for pointing that truth out. My only criticism is I wish, in addition to mentioning the Sixth Amendment, which I guess was the main point that she had filed on behalf of her client that was violated, the Sixth Amendment, but I wish she also had mentioned the 13th Amendment. But let's take a look at these two amendments. And we're again talking about the United States Constitution. So here we are, Constitution of the United States of America. The Sixth Amendment says, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Hey, I know some feminists out there probably taking notice of the pronouns that they're using there, but let's not get sidetracked. So I think most people have heard of the right to speedy trial, which is a joke in the United States. You have individuals that can be waiting to be prosecuted for over a year 2 years is not unheard of, and this is especially problematic when you have people who are poor and you have these high bail bonds and they cannot get out. This doesn't affect the wealthy when they are arrested because they can get out on bond, wait that year or two, however many years before they go to trial as the defense and the prosecutions try to work out plea deals. But against the poor, that is used as a tool to coerce people into pleading guilty, even to crimes that they are innocent of. Upwards of, I believe, 96%. I know it's in the 90 percentile, but upwards of 90% of convictions in the United States are obtained through plea bargains. And again, they use the threat of jail because of high bonds, and they use that as leverage to get people to be guilty to even crimes they did not commit. All right, moving on, let's look at the 13th Amendment. Again, I would have been brought to tears if in the closing, her closing remarks, she had mentioned that the reason human rights of prisoners are not recognized is because they're not looked at as human beings. They're looked at as slaves, which we have seen those legal arguments, even as well as arguments in society throughout the history of the American colonial period and the United States, the short history of the United States of America, incorporated, because it's now a corporation. Do your research. But they have always made these arguments that, but I do want to also point out, while it does primarily affect what some people call people of color, I say black people the most. But then if you want to add other racial demographics in this system of racism, practicing slavery and white supremacy, you know, non-white people are the primary victims. But even white people, especially poor white people, are now eligible and have been victims of modern day slavery and human trafficking. But the 13th Amendment makes all this legal. The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution abolished slavery and involuntary servitude except as punishment for a crime. And it was passed by the Senate on April the 8th, 1864, and by the House on January the 31st, 1865, signed into law as a compromise with the South and the Confederate states to allow them to keep practicing slavery and be restored to the Union. Abraham Lincoln signed this terrible amendment, which has an exception for slavery, into law, making it part of the supreme law of this land, known as the U.S. Constitution. All right, but again, this was a very powerful scene. I have it posted in our social media platform, btrcommunity.com, posted it in the abolitionist group. Again, powerful, powerful scene delivered there. I don't know the actress's name. Her face is familiar, but again, I'm not really into television or the movies, and sometimes, you know, their names just aren't on the tip of my tongue. But very powerful scene. I think her name is Viola Davis, if I'm not mistaken. I could be incorrect about that, but this is definitely a powerful, powerful scene and statement on American society, the criminal justice system, and the fact that slavery was never abolished in the United States. All right, this has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report and commentary. Remember to support independent black media by making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project.